the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Many of you may have walked the Camino. It's become very popular in recent years. But what about a shorter, maybe one day alternative? Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie is with us to talk about the Caminito del Rey, which is where, Sarah?
Hi, Matt. It's just about an hour's drive or train ride from Malaga City or most of the resorts along the Costa del Sol. About 2 hours from Seville, but very accessible. An absolutely fantastic thing to do. And interesting that you mentioned the Camino, because the Camino is a Spanish word for path, and Caminito is a little path. So it's a small, it's the King's Little Path is what it's actually known as. And it's absolutely an incredible walk from start to finish. It only takes about 3 hours, but highly recommend doing it.
Okay, why? What's so special about this 7.7 kilometre walk?
Well, it was originally built to bring maintenance workers and materials to this hydroelectric dam. And back in 1921, the king officially opened it. That's why it was called the King's Little Path. And then it was just considered basically too dangerous. So it was shut down, and it was completely restored, reopened to the public in 2015. And it's now a mix of like suspended kind of walkways, bridges, and then just fabulous mountain paths as well. So you kind of start by walking through this small little tunnel, about 200 or 300 meters of a tunnel, and then you literally walk out and you're greeted with this incredible valley with, you know, the river below and fabulous trees, and this mountain path that goes on for a couple of kilometers, and then you reach these suspended walkways which you walk all the way along. You've got like gorges that are 700 meters high, you know, and you're on this little suspension walk that's about 100 metres from the ground up. So it is a little bit, I suppose, scary for people who are afraid of heights or anything like that, but it's not a difficult walk as such, and the scenery, the landscape changes all the time. It's absolutely stunning part of the world. I highly recommend it.
You did it. What time of year did you do it?
We did it in October. You can pretty much do it any time of year. I suppose weather, you know, it has its own little climate. Like, it's cooler in the winter than the coast, and then it's hotter in the summer than the coast. So I probably wouldn't suggest doing it in July, August, if you're going to be with that intense heat. But pretty much, I'd say most of the other times, you know, it should be relatively, it's like going for a nice walk here in the winter time. If you go for a walk in the winter, you know, once you have the right clothes and things with you, it could be fine at any time of year.
But you have to book in advance, don't you?
Yeah, I actually posted on Instagram today that I was going to be talking about it, and I got a message already from somebody who's in Malaga who has tried to do it, and it's totally booked out for a whole holiday. So the tickets go on sale about 3 to 4 months in advance. They're only €10, so it's worth actually booking it anyway if you think you're going to do it, because it is like virtually impossible to get it at the last minute when you're over there. And you can do it. It's not the easiest place in the world to get it if you're going on your own. We took the train from Malaga City, and it was like €10 on the train. But then when you get there, you have to get a little shuttle bus. And if the shuttle bus doesn't arrive in time, which happened to us, or they were full, we kind of missed our slot for the guide. So it's a little bit kind of, it can be a little bit complicated. Now, as it turned out, whilst it's great, I'd usually like to have a guided tour. I actually quite liked just walking around at my own pace, taking my own photos, you know, as long as I wanted. So you wouldn't necessarily need a guide, but for people who want one, sometimes it might be better to book like an organised tour with like Viator or Get Your Guide or somebody like that. It's about 60-70 euros, and they'll pick you up from your hotel or pick you up from your apartment or Malaga City, bring you back, and everything is included. So there's, you know, there's lots of different ways to get there. As I said, you can book it yourself for your €10 and get the train or get the or drive or whatever, or book an organised tour. But it's very reasonable, no matter what way you do it.
Okay, but there's certain things you have to do, sort of restrictions, aren't there? You have to wear a hard hat, do you? No matter what the weather is. No selfie sticks allowed. And apparently no toilets or no coffee shops or anything like that along the way.
No, when you arrive at the train station, there's a little small little shop there and you can get toast sandwiches and things like that before you go if you don't want to bring food with you, or you can just bring a picnic, but you can, you know, you can only have a small little backpack. You can't have walking sticks, you can't, because some of the pathways are quite narrow, so it's just considered like that. You can't have selfie sticks, so it's probably easier to, you know, just bring a light snack, have something before you go, and when you finish the walk, I said it's about 2.5 to 3 hours. When you finish the walk, there's lots of little huts at the end with souvenir shops and drinks and, you know, but actually, if you walk about 10 minutes further, you get to this fabulous hotel, La Garganta, I think it's called. It's the only hotel there anyway, but it has this amazing terrace. So we just sat there and had that fab lunch afterwards, a couple of beers and just watching the scenery and feeling delighted with ourselves that we actually did it. So I'd say to people, definitely don't stop at those little huts, just walk 10 minutes further and you've got this amazing terrace there for lunch or dinner, and you can just get the last train or last bus back if that's what you're going to do.
Okay, yeah, and just to finish out, Sarah, if you wanted to go to Caminito del Rey now, would maybe doing it with a weekend in Malaga City as well, what would you suggest in relation to flights and hotels?
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. I love Malaga City, like absolutely loved it. We spent a day doing the Caminito. So depending on time of year, October, you'd get flights and a 3-night 4-star hotel for about 369 for a weekend, cheaper midweek. Or a nice time to go is Christmas time. Malaga City at Christmas, the lights are incredible. They're the best in Spain. They've a couple of markets as well, but they're really renowned for their Christmas lights. They're turned on early December. So for flights and a 3-night stay in a 4-star hotel, it's 329, and then you could go off for the day and do your Caminito while you're there.
Thank you so much for that, Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.